Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody. We're going to talk about heroes of the faith. Man, one of the great things I had the opportunity to do for years is I was a school administrator at a Christian school for about 10 years, and I loved that job. And one of the things I got to do in that job was teach chapel every day. We had a chapel class, and so 175 days a year for 10 years, I taught chapel. And so I realized that first year I was running out of stories. Now, I've just got out of Bible school. You know, I got a degree in theology, but I'm running out of stuff. What? And so I went to a local Christian bookstore, and I found a book called Egermeyer, E-G-E-R-M-E-I-E-R, Egermeyer's Bible Story Book. Great Oklahoma lady wrote this book. She covered every major story in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It's published by Warner Press. It comes in hardback, and it is incredible. And she wrote a one-page or page-and-a-half modern English version of every story in the Bible. And so that's what I used to teach chapel. And people would ask me, where'd you learn the Bible? So, well, I went to two great Bible schools, but I learned the Bible by teaching chapel. So I went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. And I learned that God's good and devil's bad and people are stupid. And you get to choose. God said, I said before you, life, death, blessing, cursing. You get to choose. So one of the greatest opportunities of my life was to teach chapel. So I went through Egermeyer's 10 times. And it is incredible. So today, we're going to talk about Daniel. You know, you can get this in 2 Chronicles, chapter 36. And it starts out with a story about, you know, Daniel and his buddy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they had their modern names were called. They're in Israel. God had warned Israel if they don't stop sinning that they're going to be invaded and that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come invade them, and which he did. And so he invaded the city and, you know, burnt down the temple and did some stuff. Took the young men from the influential families, men from families who were politicians, whose families were military, whose families were business people. And Nebuchadnezzar would take those young boys back to Babylon and would put them in school for 3 years. He would teach them the Chaldean language, the Chaldean religion, and the Chaldean way of life. And then he would send them back to their former country 3 years later after they graduated to rule and reign in his behalf over that country. And man, it was working really good. So found out this, and you know, when he took them back, they really weren't in a prison. He really treated them pretty good when he brought them back to Babylon. So great company people. They walked day after day, and they finally get there, and they found out that he let them work for themselves. He let these Jewish captives have their own houses, work in the fields, make their own money. You know, they really became sort of nobles in there. But God did not forget his people. He'd already made a promise. You know, the reason they'd gone into captivity because they hadn't let the land rest. And so he said, you owe me 70 years. You're supposed to let the land rest every year. And for 490 years, they didn't do that. I said, you owe me. And so they had to stay gone for 70 years. And so for a long time, they knew that we can't go home. And they had the prophet, you know, write a letter to them. You know, Jeremiah wrote the letter, you know, build ye houses, dwell in them, plant a garden, eat the fruit. In other words, you're not going home for a while. So get yourself a job and get ready to stay. So, well, it starts out in Daniel chapter 1. Nebuchadnezzar sends this main guy down to the prison. Hey, I want you to go down to the prison where we've got all these guys. I'm looking for men who display these 8 character traits. And he lists them. He says, you know, I want men that are full of wisdom, well-groomed and young men, aggressive. And so he's looking for certain character traits because he's going to try to make leaders out of them. So they go down and they pull them aside. And so they're going to feed them good. They're going to eat food from the king's table because Nebuchadnezzar was smart. He said, I got the best men from the best families, treat them real good, educate them real good, send them back to rule on my behalf. So Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are all there. And so one of the things that Daniel realized, they had to eat all this food from the king's table, and it's food that he was commanded not to eat. Now, they learned the Chaldean gods, the Chaldean religion. God didn't mind them learning that. He said, they know me so well, you can teach them that all day long. They're gonna stick with me. But they've been specifically told not to eat that food. So Daniel saw that that's food they weren't allowed to eat. He went and said, hey, guys, we can't eat that food. And you thought, well, maybe, gosh, I had to get killed just because I won't eat the meat from the king's table. And so at first the officer was afraid. He said, man, you got to eat this, man. King, he'll kill me. You got to look. And so Daniel did a deal. He said, listen, let us just eat vegetables and fruit and drink water for 10 days. And then check us out. If we're not better, we can go back and do that. But I'm telling you, we're going to be better. And so it says in the Bible, for 10 days, they ate their vegetables and they ate their fruits, drank their water. And sure enough, the supervisor said, man, you look better than the other guys. You look healthier. You got better color. And so he said, okay, well, then you can do what you want to do. And so God blessed him. The Bible says, God blessed Daniel and his friends with wisdom. In a short time, they learned the language and the wisdom of the Chaldeans. 3 years went by, and the king ordered, bring the young man to me. And when they came to him, he asked really hard questions. He discovered that Daniel and his three friends were 10 times wiser than the wisest men in his kingdom. Now, listen, guys, they've been in Babylon for 10 years, but they still worship God. They wouldn't eat the meat that they're not allowed to eat. They're eating vegetables and drinking water. But what he found out was they're 10 times wiser than the wisest people I've got in my kingdom. And so, man, he was impressed. He said, man, that's something. So what happened to Daniel 2, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, goes to sleep one night. Very strange dream. And when he woke up, he was so troubled he couldn't go back to sleep. The dream was so unusual that he decided it must have some sort of deep meaning. In the morning, he said, I will call all of my wise men and I'll explain to them the dream. Morning came at last. Nebuchadnezzar wakes up, but he couldn't remember the dream. Now he's even more troubled than when it was before because he knew it was important. Well, at once he sent for all the wise men. These are the guys that get paid just for giving wise stuff to them. So he came and said, listen, I had a very strange dream. I'm really anxious. I need to know what it means. And they said, oh, king, live forever. He said, tell us your dream and we'll tell you what it means. He said, but I have forgotten the dream, the king answered. If you do not tell me what I dreamed and what it means, you're all going to be killed. Well, that was a bad day. I'm going to kill every one of you. They said, well, how can we tell him? We don't know what it is. So the puzzled wise men said, surely the king is being unfair. How could any person know what someone else has dreamed and forgotten? The second time the wise men came and said, you must tell us the dream, king, before we can explain it to you. Nebuchadnezzar became really angry. After accusing them of putting off answering the question again, he said, he declared that all the wise men of Babylon should be killed. Kill them all dead. I thought I'd pay them for doing something. They can't do anything. Kill them all dead. Well, at once he sent to Antioch, the captain of the guard, to get all the wise men. Well, Daniel and his three friends were down there, and they hadn't heard anything about the king's decree. And said, Antioch came to take them because they're in the school of the wise men. So Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are going to be killed. He said, wait, what's happening? Daniel said, well, what? And he said, well, at the palace, he told Nebuchadnezzar. He goes from, he said, listen, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel is brought before the king. If you give me a little time, I'll find out what the dream was, and I'll explain the meaning. And the king agreed. And once Daniel went back to his three friends, said, guys, woo, have mercy. We got an opportunity here. Even though no person was wise enough to tell the king's dream, God knows what it is. So earnestly the four prayed. Now they're praying for God's help. They're praying that God would show them the dream and its meaning. So how thankful Daniel was. He prayed, blessed be the name of the Lord God who lives forever and ever. Wisdom and might are yours. You change the times and seasons. You remove kings. You set them up. You give wisdom to the wise, knowledge to understanding. And he said, you reveal the deep secret things. He knows what is in the darkness and what's in the light. He said, I thank you and I praise you, O God of my fathers. You know, you've given me wisdom. You give me might. You answer me. Now, he's thanking God before he ever gets the answer. I tell people all the time in prayer, you need to be thankful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Come before him with singing. You need to get thankful for God's ever going to do something. So you need to get in there and say, God, I thank you. He's going to show you. So Daniel quickly goes back to the captain of the guard and said, listen, don't kill the wise men, but take me to the king. I can tell him his dream. Man, the supervisor was happy. He brought Daniel before the king. He said, I found a man among the captives of Judah who will tell you about your dream. So Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, the secret you want to know is one that no man could tell you. But there is a God in heaven who knows all secrets. He has told me about your dream. So Nebuchadnezzar listened closely. And Daniel, he said this, O king, when you were in bed, you wondered what would happen in the future. Then you fell asleep. Then God showed you what would happen. God said this, he started to describe a human body. He said this. So he described the image of a man. The head was made out of gold. The chest and arms were made out of silver. The waist and the hips were made out of brass. And the legs were made out of iron and feet and part clay. He said, you saw a stone, not moved by hands, roll against the feet of this great image. And the stone broke the feet, and the whole image fell to the ground in broken pieces. And the pieces were as fine as dust, and the wind blew them away. While you watched, the stone that rolled them to the feet of this image grew bigger. It became a mountain, filled the whole earth. The king nodded. Now he remembered his dream. Daniel, that's exactly right. So now I'll tell you what this dream means. Daniel said, God wants to teach you through this dream. The great image represents four great kingdoms of the earth. Your kingdom is the first, the head of gold. He said this, listen, king, it's going downhill from you. You're the big golden head. After you will come a lesser king, represented by the chest and arms of silver. Then third will come a lesser king, made out of brass. And the fourth out of iron and legs, of the feet out of iron. And said, after the fourth kingdom will be a very, very strong. It's going to be strong. But it will become weaker through the iron and the clay feet. In the days of these kings, said Daniel, God will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. His kingdom is represented by the stone, not moved with hands, that rolled against the image. God will increase the kingdom until it fills the whole earth, and every other kingdom will be broken into pieces. This king is the meaning of your dream. Now listen, guys, this would make a great movie. They've tried to make it a few times. Nebuchadnezzar was amazed how wise Daniel was. Perhaps the king thought Daniel was a god, for Nebuchadnezzar came off his throne. He bowed down on the floor to worship Daniel. Daniel reminded the king that it was God in heaven who had told Daniel the dream and its meaning. Nebuchadnezzar said, surely your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. To Daniel, the king gave many great gifts, made him ruler of all the province of Babylon. You're now the mayor of the whole city. From that time on, Daniel was the head of all the wise men in the kingdom, because Daniel had told the king's dream, and none of the wise men were killed. At Daniel's request, his three friends were made governors of the land. So these three men were given Chaldean names. The king knew them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People said, where'd they come from? They interpreted a dream. Well, how did they know they could do that? They didn't. They just prayed. When they heard they're all going to be killed, he said, king, give me a minute. My God will give us the answer. He said, how did you know? You got a scripture that God will give you the answer? No, but I know God. So they went back and said they prayed earnestly. And all of a sudden, God gave a revelation. It's not information, it's a revelation. And then Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego became rulers over the whole big old kingdom of Babylon, man. It was an incredible story. So I love this story because it doesn't matter who you are, what your IQ, what's going on, if you're captive in a foreign land. God said, I will never leave you, nor will I never forsake you. He said, I know how many hairs are on your head. I've got your days numbered. I've got your years numbered. I'm walking beside you. You'll never go anywhere that I've not been there ahead of you. And so it's just a great life to live. We're going to learn some more great things about Daniel in the next lesson. It's going to be awesome. God bless, guys. Thank you for listening today. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.